Despite better-than-expected U.S. growth in the second quarter, Wall Street finished a tumultuous week with key indexes mostly unchanged. Meanwhile, Asian markets closed in positive territory for a second day as Beijing snapped up more shares to stabilize Chinese stocks. But investment analyst Mike Ingram says China's problems are far from over.
They're back in the stock market in Shanghai, buying up stocks. But, you know, some fundamental problems there, and I would be very surprised if we got to the end of the year without it raising its head once again.
That's because persistent doubts remain about just how fast or how slow China's economy is growing. Mark Hamrick is Washington Bureau Chief at Bankrate.com. He spoke to VOA on Skype.
One of the real challenges for investors or anyone who's trying to pay attention to global economies is that we feel like there's not tremendously reliable information coming out of China to the extent that it's not a transparent society.
That uncertainty has prompted investors to pull out nearly $30 billion in Chinese equities since Monday. European markets recouped most of its losses for the week, but Mike Ingram says questions remain regarding Europe's exposure to China.
External demand, we know, is extremely weak, and that's largely an emerging market story. And so German exports might well hold up. They've got a great deal of pricing power, but of course the rest of Europe may not be quite so lucky.
In the U.S., the focus is likely to shift towards monetary policy. This week, a Federal Reserve official said the recent market volatility might make the case for an interest rate hike in September less compelling. But analysts say a strong monthly jobs report next week could increase the likelihood of a rate hike as early as mid-September. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com.